All right, we are live here with a Schloss Rant Tuesday night. One night after the Giants got the doors absolutely blown off of them. The pathetic football team in a pathetic game. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, I am the number one game picker of NFL games in the country right now, of anyone who is documented. Yeah, there's the real circa contest, and there are guys out there, girls out there, who are 17-3. I know, my 13-6, not quite as good, or excuse me, my 14-6, not quite as good as them. I get it, but, my picks are dominating. They are documented. That's what I meant to say there. They are documented. We go 5-0. We sweep the card. Listen, we gave you the Minnesota Vikings. They win. We gave you the Buffalo Bills. They win. We gave you the Seattle Seahawks. They win. We gave you the San Francisco 49ers. They win. We gave you the Dallas Cowboys. They win. Not only that, we give you the Kansas City Chiefs and Survivor. They win the game outright too. Even the one game I said that would have been my sixth on the card, the Texans and the Steelers, I said take the Texans. We're not even counting that in the record. For the five games in a week that we're picking, we are now 14-6. That is 70% correct. Where else in podcast land are you finding someone who's getting 70% of NFL games right against the number? This isn't just picking the winner straight up. This is against the spread. This is where the big boys play. This is the National Football League where these lines are as tight as the skinny jeans that I used to wear. We're hitting 70%. We're 9-1 in the last 2 weeks. We are 90% the last 2 weeks. 90%. Again, we gave you the Vikings, even though they were 0-3. They covered against the Panthers. We gave you the Seattle Seahawks. They blew my New York Football Giants away. We gave you the Dallas Cowboys. We said New England isn't any good. We said Mac Jones couldn't do a darn thing. We gave you the San Francisco 49ers. We said the Cardinals were happy just to be there. 5-0 for your NFL picks. Now, on to some sad news because I could, mock it up and scream about how dominant I am with these picks. And they are fickle because it is a week-to-week league in the National Football League. But I am on to a new topic here. We're talking about the New York Football Giants. And listen, before the season started, I said I wanted to give out the pick for the Giants as missing the playoffs. But I said it was too steep of a price at minus 235. I am the biggest Giant fan in the world. Maybe not the world, but I'm one of the biggest. And I said, listen, this team is not going to be that good. It pains me to say that. I want the team to do well. I love watching the football team. But I didn't trust Daniel Jones being able to expand in his role in the offense. I didn't trust that they'd be able to push the ball downfield with the passing game. These mistakes are coming to an ugly head. And it almost sounds like I'm gloating about this. I'm not happy. I want the football team to win games. I don't want to pick against them on a Monday night. I don't want that to be the reason that I go 5-0 with the NFL picks. Can you move the football down the field? And enough of this blaming the offensive line. That is an easy, lazy way to go about it. Go watch a little bit of the game. Watch it in slow motion. How many of those sacks are simply because of the fact that Jones can't get rid of the ball. He's trying to play hero ball, trying to run up the field, trying to make big plays with his legs. How many of them are because of that? I get it. There's injuries. But teams win games even if backup offensive linemen have entered the game. It's not that complicated. It just isn't. It's not like you're putting Division III football players on the field. These are still NFL offensive linemen. The mistakes that this quarterback continues to make when it's not just him taking the ball and running it to the outside, when he's got to really stay in the pocket and throw it. What, Daniel Jones is the only guy to face an unblocked rusher? That's not true. That fumble last night was an embarrassment. That was the same type of stuff we saw from him as a rookie, and there's a reason why he's fumbled the ball 24 times and had them lost 24 times, I should say, since he came into the National Football League. Jones, the mistakes have to stop at a certain point. They've got to stop. You're holding the team back. Those turnovers that I saw last night, and we'll talk about the interception in a second, that is what is holding this team back. The interception. He locked on that receiver as if he was playing a staring contest with him. I watched Dan Orlovsky's breakdown on ESPN, and shout out to him because he retweeted me the last time that I tweeted with him. Shout out to Orlovsky. He put out a little 3 minute and 33 second video that I recommend all of you to watch, which goes over the progression of that play, the looks of that play, and how Jones didn't take his eyes off of the guy who's supposed to be the third look in the play. Locks eyes with him, doesn't take his eyes off him. Darren Waller would have been wide open for a touchdown in the back of the end zone. If you get that, even if you miss the two-point conversion to try to get it to 14-11, you're still looking at 14-9 early in the fourth quarter. The game wouldn't have been over. But instead, pick six, reservations for six, going the other way, and the Giants are all of a sudden out of the game when it looked like they were hanging in there. I mean, the quarterback last night basically handed them 14 points. He said, here, take it. You came all the way from Seattle to New York City or North Jersey, whatever. Take the points. Disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. Those are mistakes that I would see from a rookie. Not a quarterback making $45 million a year. Daniel Jones is third this year in quarterback guaranteed cash. They scored 3 points last night. I think they just committed more special teams penalties. And how about this? I know the defense wasn't horrible. I know that Seattle really, you know, had the points given to them by Jones and the offense. But can the defense take the ball away? Would it kill you? I know Thibodeau almost made an incredible athletic interception while defending that pass. How about an interception goes for six the other way? One time. One stinking time this season. Can we get the ball to bounce the right way? And I know they came back from a million down against the Arizona Cardinals. But it shouldn't even come to that. This team has not taken the ball away one singular time. Just pathetic. Outside of Thibodeau, I'd cut the whole team after last night. Because Thibodeau also had a sack. What a miracle that is. I know that they got sacked 11 times. What a miracle that the Giants were actually able to even record a sack. Who knew? And Dable, whether it's Dable or Kafka, call better plays. Set this quarterback up better. I don't know what else to say. I'm not going to tell you what the plays are because I'm not going to pretend I have any ideas what the jargon of the plays are. Sluggo left XYZ 3-2-1, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Call better plays. Make it so that this quarterback can do what he did last year, set him up to run the ball, work those naked bootlegs that he dominated with, run your triple options, whatever it is, designed quarterback runs. Not just with him scrambling because he doesn't know where to throw the ball. Can we try that? I know you're going to be playing Miami. You better have some type of offense or else they'll beat you by 70. They will beat you by 70 points if you play the type of offense. Just an absolute, I mean, the fact that they were even in the game in the beginning of the fourth quarter was an absolute stunner. Just terrible. Absolutely terrible. And I'm not even mad about early on in the game when they're moving the ball and they go for it on fourth down and they can't convert on the Eagle rugby play that we've talked about. Listen, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. Even the Eagles, prior to, I think, last game, it was still, you know, they didn't make it every single time they did it. It's okay. Listen, you at least played to win the game there, and you tried to get out to a good start. And you could say, all right, you know, you want to take the Ziggy off the board, as Mike Francesa used to say, get the zero off the scoreboard. But you know what? That's not what this coach, at least last year, has been about. So I got no problem with going for it there. I've got a problem that the quarterback still is making stupid mistakes, holding onto the ball for too long. Taking a sack is not a bad play early in the game. You know what's a bad play? Fumbling the ball and giving them 7 points. Taking sacks are not bad plays. Punting the ball, not bad plays. Kicking field goals, not bad plays. Turning around and handing the other team points, those are bad plays. I don't know what to do with this quarterback long term. They can get off him after next year if he's really not the answer. And I'm starting to lean towards no, he's not. I'm starting to lean towards last year was a really good year. You won your playoff game. All right, you went 9-7-1. I was happy. I said, this is the right direction. But you're essentially, you're coaching around the quarterback. You feel, if you're in that room, if you're Dable, if you're Kafka, you feel the limitations of the football team because of the quarterback, because he's not able to throw the ball downfield all the time. When is he most comfortable? When they're going fast, up-tempo, on the ball, no huddle, and he simplifies it and there's less decisions for him to make. I understand he's Duke. He's smart. I'm sure he got a 46 on the Wunderlich test. That's fine. But if you can't apply yourself to make quick and smart decisions on the field and know where all these defenders are going to be, especially guys who are going to be unblocked along the edge, then you're not going to be successful in throwing the football down the field and winning football games for the Giants. And that's what I've seen so far from Jones this year. Outside of that Arizona game where it was no huddle, where it was on the ball quick, easy decisions, easy plays for him. Big picture, it's kind of funny. And I hate to bring this guy up, but some of his takes are kind of right historically here. Ben McAdoo, the former coach of the Giants. Every quarterback take that this guy has been absolutely right. He said Eli couldn't play. They should have moved on from him quicker. They said put in Geno. I understand the one game he played with the Giants against the Raiders, it wasn't very good. But overall, he's been right. Geno Smith looks like a pretty darn good quarterback for Seattle. He said to draft Mahomes. And then recently, this comes out. He had Daniel Jones as a seventh-round grade. I mean, after last night, I'm not so sure he's so far off. So, I'm not quite sure what this team does. I'm not quite sure the angle that they're going to take. But they've got to play better. Point blank, they have to play better. Now, on to the other team that's not quite as big of a disgrace, but is just as much of a letdown. And that's the New York Yankees. The postseason started today. I'm not sure if the Yankees were aware of that because they're not in it. This Yankee team, and I talked about this all summer, has accepted mediocrity. Sean Casey coming back. I understand he's just a hitting coach. But if he said he's coming back, that means Boone's coming back. And if Boone's coming back, that means Cashman is coming back. This team has accepted mediocrity. They're happy to win 82 games, and they're happy because the ballpark is filled. That's not what it's all about. I understand, yes, they're making money hand over foot. $12 hot dogs, $18 chicken fingers with fries, $9 Diet Cokes, $8 waters, whatever it is. I get it. But the performance on the field is terrible. And the fact that Cashman is allowed to stay, I mean, look what happened inside of the division. Chaim Bloom, the Red Sox cut bait. They said, this ain't working. Let's get rid of him. I mean, they fired Terry Francona after he won two World Series in 04 and 07. They moved off of Ben Cherington after the 2013 World Series. Why the Yankees are so willing to accept failure and mediocrity and not being good enough and not being better than your rival Houston Astros and even not being better than the Red Sox. I mean, they probably argue they're better than the Red Sox because they finished in fourth this year and the Red Sox finished in fifth. But they are willing to accept just being mediocre. The moves that Cashman has made, bringing back, they're trading for Montas, trading for Sonny Gray, trading away Jordan Montgomery. Jordan Montgomery is going to get the ball in one of the first two games of the series. And I think they played today, but I haven't checked the scores because I'm not getting into baseball if it's not the Yankees. Why? This is the Yankees who play at Yankee Stadium. Is it not? Why was Bryce Harper never signed in 2019? Why was Seager never signed when he was a free agent prior to 2022, I think? Left-handed bats tailor-made for Yankee Stadium. Why are these guys not on the team? Why not Freddie Freeman? These are all guys that literally anyone could have said to do it. Would you? I mean, they signed Rodon recently. Freddie Freeman. Rodon was another guy who was a bust. But, Freddie Freeman was a free agent after 21. Rodon was a free agent after 22. Their contracts are pretty similar. You're telling me you wouldn't have Freeman over Rodon? I understand it's pitcher versus hitter. But if I can see these things, why can't Cashman? I hope that they're enjoying the postseason while the Brewers, Marlins, Rays, Orioles, and Arizona Diamondbacks are in the playoffs. But you're not. Disgraceful. Giants, disgraceful yesterday. Jones, horrible. Yankees should feel ashamed of themselves for not even making the playoffs. Sauce rant. Live from the Philadelphia suburbs where the Philadelphia Phillies, they're also in the playoffs. And that's a big market team. I ran off a list of smaller markets. I know Miami and Phoenix are not necessarily traditional small markets per se, but they're mid-markets maybe. Just a disgrace. We'll be back with the week 5 picks probably before the games, most likely Saturday. This has been a Sauce Rant live from the Philadelphia suburbs. Giants better get it together.